Thank you, Brother Scott. Brother Scott, I love you, and I'd follow you anywhere, and you are the future, the long-term future of this college, and I know that, and it's in good hands, and we pray for you often. Turn in your Bibles to Isaiah 6. We always appreciate the opportunity to preach in the world's greatest college, the greatest college to ever exist in the world. In my opinion, the last big college to exist before Jesus comes. My opinion has been for 10 years. The last great work of its kind before Jesus comes. My opinion. Hiles Anderson College, First Baptist Church. I should have said it in reverse. I apologize for not doing that. I don't want to be like Pensacola. If there's no, if it's not under a church, it's not of God. Amen. And some of you want to go there. Good morning. What a great trip we had to the mission field. My second time in 6 months. And what a wonderful time. Every one of you should go on a mission trip sometime with Brother Calab. I hope you will. Hope you plan to go somewhere with him. We have 250 students, I think, in the missions program here. You'll at first think this is a missions message, but it is not really meant to be so. We've had a tremendous missions emphasis week. We don't need to redo that. But in Isaiah 6, I'd like to recount a message that I've done, and now this will be the fourth time in this college, and I have a particular purpose for it. This same message preached in 1990 sent my son to the mission field. This same message preached in 1990 sent David's soul to the mission field. This same message has scattered men all over this globe, starting New Testament churches. And I hope today that you'll open your heart, young man, and young lady, you'll turn loose of your boyfriend or husband and let him go do God's will. Amen. By the way, if she won't turn loose, fella, you got the wrong one. Isaiah 6, and just for the sake of time, verse 7, and he laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, this had touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who shall go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. Here am I, send me. Young man, when you get the sin purged out of your life, you'll go anywhere God wants you to go. You'll do anything God wants you to do, and you'll be anything God wants you to be. If there's any place you won't go and anything you won't do for God, then you have not surrendered your life to Christ yet. You're still an under-surrendered Christian. Lord, here am I, send me. Would God that we could all say what Isaiah said, here am I, send me. We need to have God's vision of this globe, of this world. We need a world vision. Thank God for this globe hanging above me. The world is your field of service, young man, and today you need to realize that God has a vision of you going to the world. Matthew 13:38, the field is the world. Acts 1:8, and ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto all nations. Matthew 28, go you and teach all nations, as the Father has sent me, John 20:21, even so send I you. God's vision for the world, for you, is to go somewhere into this world and do a work for Jesus Christ. There's 6 billion people on this globe. 6 billion people. There are 300 cities on this globe of a million or more, printed off the internet yesterday. There's some place for you to go and serve God. Dear friend, the United States has 276 million people, and I'll guarantee you there are more of them out there that have never heard the gospel than have heard the gospel, especially in the day and age that we live. Africa has 700 million people hungry for the gospel. The 10th largest nation in the world is Nigeria, Africa, with 120 million people, where my son is privileged to be a missionary, and our graduate Mark Sigstad is there, and the Gensaws have just left the other day and are there now. Dear friend, 120 million people who will stand in line to get a tract, to read it, to hear the gospel. South America, 300 million lost and dying souls. Western Europe with 500 million souls. Eastern Europe with 500 million souls. China with 1.2 billion souls. India with 1 billion souls. One third of the whole world lives in two countries, China and India. Half of the whole world lives in Asia. 3.5 billion people live in Asia alone. We've just come back from the Philippines. Almost 80 million people there now, hungry for the gospel. If I could just digress a little bit, it was our joy to preach in the public schools in the area where Brother Heidenreich is. And on the wall was one of Brother Heil's sayings in the public school. On that same classroom where I preached was a saying from Bob Jones Sr. On the same wall were the Ten Commandments. We can't preach in the public schools in America, but we can preach in public schools in the Philippine Islands and in Nigeria, Africa. Oh, dear friend, we can't have the Ten Commandments, but they've got them over there. Oh, listen, they want their young people to have character. I'll tell you what, Brother Heidenreich has infected that mountain area so much that even the sayings of Jack Hiles are on the walls 11,000 miles away. You better appreciate where you are. You better appreciate your pastor. You better appreciate the leadership that you have here. Every person on this globe is going to die and go somewhere into eternity. Most have never heard the gospel one time. One great missionary statesman said, "Why should anybody hear the gospel twice before every God body has heard the gospel once?" Everybody's going somewhere. Dear friend, today we need to prepare ourselves, get out of this school, and go give the gospel to somebody somewhere. Line up the lost people in the world, and it'll stretch 30 times around the globe, 3 abreast. Oh, listen, if you line up the people in China, 12 abreast, and march them into the South China Sea, they would never stop coming. There are so many people in China, and now so many people in India. You could do the same thing there, that they would have children and raise them up, and everybody would just keep marching in the sea for eternity. That's how many people there are in China and India. Oh, listen, your field is the world. 1 billion Muslim people, and you can't be saved by the doctrine they teach. That means there's 1 billion people without Christ in that god-awful religion. 700 million Catholics, and now, dear friend, we need to love every Catholic and we need to love every Muslim, but you can't get saved by the Catholic doctrine. You can't get saved worshiping Mary. Oh, listen, dear friend, you can't even get saved worshiping Jesus. You have to confess yourself a sinner and accept Him as your Savior, amen? And you can't worship Him until you've been saved. Lost in and dying and going to hell. The field is the world and the world is your field. Brother Heil says there are 1,000 cities of 10,000 more in the United States of America without a fundamental, separated, soul-winning church. Dear friend, today 10,000 people would be all you would need to build a great work for Christ. Students, you must get the vision of the world that God has for you. Oh, Isaiah said, "I heard a voice saying, who will go for me? And he said, here am I, send me." Brother Rick Martin said, "Here am I, send me," and has that great work there in Iloilo, Philippines. Brother Stephen Heidenreich said, "Here am I, send me." He sat in these very same pews and have a great work up in the mountains away from Brother Martin, an hour and a half away. Oh, dear friend, Brother Bob Gray heard that voice, "Here am I, send me." And he went on to Longview, Texas, at that time a 60,000 population city, and built what I believe now is the second biggest work in fundamentalism. He sat in the pew where you sit. Oh, would you say in your heart and would you say in your soul, "Here am I, send me. Lord, take me and use me to do something for the cause of Christ." You must get God's vision of your going. You're going. You're going. You're going. You need God's vision that God can use you. I don't care who you are. I don't care how backward you are. God can use you. Just digress a little. I preach for Brother Martin in August, and he and my son Jonathan, who's here today, gets married July 22nd. Son, enjoy your remaining days. Amen. She's a fine future daughter-in-law. But they stood in the back and told jokes the whole time I was preaching at his place. Now listen. That's what he did. Well, I was there this last time. He just stood around and told jokes where Brother Calap was preaching. It was amazing. I'm not burning anybody. What I'm saying is this. Just go be yourself and build a work for Christ. Amen? He enjoys life. And I'm glad of that. And I need that. Oh, you need to get God's vision of your going. Matthew 16:15, go ye. John 20:21, as the Father has sent me, even so send I you. That's a direct command from our Lord and our Savior and our Master and our General, Jesus Christ, to go. Oh, listen, God sees you starting churches in the United States. God sees you on the mission field doing something for Christ. God sees you. Oh, listen, would you see yourself as doing something for the Lord Jesus Christ? Two souls die every second somewhere on this globe. Every second, two more. Every second, two more. Every second, two more. My brother's lying on his deathbed probably. But you see, I'm not afraid, and he's not afraid because he knows the Lord Jesus Christ. But most of the world has never heard the gospel one time yet. Two die every second, 120 every minute, 7,200 every hour, 1 million a week, 52 million a year, dying and going out into eternity. Most have never heard the gospel one time. Will you go? Will you get God's vision of the globe? A vision for soul-winning, fundamental, independent Baptist churches in every city in America. In every city on this globe. Oh, listen, if you're not willing to go anywhere God would have you go and do whatever God would have you do and be whatever God would have you be, you need to surrender your heart and your life to Christ today. Thank God that Paul Chisgar went down to Nashville, Tennessee, started a church there, surrendered to do so under the same message. Thank God, dear friend, for Monty Watt's son-in-law, and I've forgotten his name. He's gone to Spring, Texas, I believe it is, to start a church. Thank God that he's gone down there, surrendered to do so under the same message. Oh, dear friend, thank God for David Salt over in London, England, surrendered to do so to start a church somewhere in the world, 1990, the same message. Would you go somewhere and do something for Christ? Will you do it? Oh, listen today. Thank God for Kevin Wynn, who's gone to Mexico City and built a great work for there. He did not do so under my message. But he did under someone's message. Hello? God has given Brother Hiles a burden for America. America has the wealth, America has the gospel, and yea, America still has freedom whereby we can propagate that gospel, and thank God for that. 1,000 cities in this country of 10,000 or more without a fundamental Baptist church, dear friend, won't you go somewhere and plant a church that Christ died for in this country? Brother Hiles said, our hope for America, and I quote, is for fundamental independent Baptist churches to be started. I quote, a hope for America as we must replenish our churches like having babies. I quote, Baptist perpetuity has always been through independent Baptist churches. I quote, if you're going to start something, start a church somewhere. Will you pick up Brother Hiles' burden for America, young man? Oh, listen, he won't be with us forever. And if you don't pick up the mantle, and you don't pick up the mantle, and you don't pick up the mantle, and if you don't take the baton, dear friend, who's going to do it? No one's going to do it if you don't do it. Oh, if you're not willing to start a church, dear friend, I pray that you'd at least pray about it starting a church. Here's America. Find a state and go there. Oh, listen, dear friend, today, find something you can do. Oh, young man, today, who over here would go to Washington State and start a church maybe in Olympia, Washington? Who over here would go to Oregon and start a church in Oregon? Who over here would go to Idaho and start a church in Idaho? Who over here would go somewhere in the world? Who go to Texas and start a church? Who go to Maine and start a church? Who go? Will you go? Oh, listen to me. Third largest nation in the world is the United States of America. The most wealthy country in the world is the United States of America. We have the population. We have the Christianity. We have the money. Dear young man, won't you get out and go somewhere and start a church for the Lord Jesus Christ? Who go? Oh, would you go down to Florida and start a church? How about it? How about Georgia? How about North Carolina? How about South Carolina? How about Illinois? How about Indiana? How about New England? Young man up in the balcony, how about it? Go somewhere and do something for Jesus. Oh, listen. If it wasn't for a New Testament Baptist church, I wouldn't be saved. If it wasn't for a New Testament Baptist church, you wouldn't be saved. Dear friend, if it wasn't for the preaching of the gospel, we'd all be dying and be lost and going to hell. Oh, friend, we have a debt to pay. We have a debt to pay. We have a debt to pay. Will you pay your debt? Pay your debt! Pay your debt! Get out there and preach the gospel somewhere in America. Oh, listen today. Dear friend, you need to realize that the world is lost and dying and going to hell. Where are the Bob Grays in this pew? Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Where are the Tom Malones of old who get out and go to some place and just stay there for 40 or 50 years? Where are the Dallas Dobsons who ran out of gas in the place in Pasco, Washington and couldn't go any further? And he said, I'll just start a church right here. And he did it, thank God. Where are the Mike Mutchlers, who was in another Baptist persuasion down in Arkansas and got under Brother Hiles preaching at my particular church and decided to become a fundamental Baptist and went off to Oregon and did something for Christ? Oh, listen. Listen today. Will you go? Will you go? Will you start a church in America? Will you pastor a church in America? How about you? Will you go? Oh, listen. The Lord said, who go? And Isaiah said, here am I. Send me. Here am I. Send me. You must get a vision of not only God's vision of the world, but you must get a vision of your going to the world. You must get a vision of going and staying. Going and staying. You see what preacher's done here in 40 years' time? Dear friend, you won't accomplish things unless you go and stay. And stay. Brother Evans says Christian service is not measured in years, but in decades. Not measured in years, but in decades. I said, Lord, how long should I stay? The Lord said, till the cities are wasted. The Lord said, till they're without inhabitant. The Lord said, till they're without men. Dear friend, you stay till the last person has heard the gospel. I flew in Saturday night, 10 o'clock, into Minnesota up there, the Twin Cities. The airplane, I don't know how many thousand feet off the ground, but as far as I could see from east to west, there were lights. As far as I could see from north to south, there were lights. I don't know how many million people. I don't know how you could be sleeping, son. I really don't. You slept in my class, you're sleeping in here. I'd like to take this class and throw it at you. I've wanted to tell the girl you date that she's dating the wrong guy. You make me mad. You made me mad all through class, and I'm mad again. Sorry I looked at you. God bless your pitiful soul. Boy. Hell, there's not anyone left. Listen, I flew over that great city, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and I wondered, how long until some of these young people come up here? How long until somebody starts some more churches? How long until about 20 of you go and take that big city for Christ? How long? Oh, as we were in Manila, Philippines, I believe 12 million people. What a giant city that is. How long until we can take that city for Christ, dear friend? How long must we wait? 300 cities in the world of a million or more. 300 cities. 1 million or more. How long? How long till you go? China, 1.2 billion people. India, 1 billion people. United States of America, 272 million people. Indonesia, 216 million people. Brazil, number four, five, 171 million souls that need Christ. Oh, listen. How long before you go? How long? Nigeria, Africa, 113 million people hungry for the gospel. Hungry for the gospel. Brother Don Sis tells of flying into Lagos, Nigeria, Africa, by the way, a city of 10 million people. And if I'm not mistaken, Brother Morgan is the only fundamental independent Baptist preacher there. Am I right, Brother Caleb? I believe that's true. One, he has 10 million people to preach to. Freedom of the gospel there. Brother Don Sis tells of flying in there, going into the airport magazine counter and buying a magazine, and he had a tract sticking out of his pocket that had a cross on it. He turned and paid for the magazine, turned and walked away, and the man called him back, and he thought, well, he didn't pay him properly, and he got his money out. He said, I'm sorry, I thought I'd gave you the right amount. He said, oh, no, sir, that's not it. He said, could I have one of those? Could I have one of those? Well, sure, you can have one. And he handed the man a gospel tract. By the way, they do understand English there. They do understand English in the Philippines. You don't have to be afraid of the language. English is the world language. Don Sis turned and walked away. And he heard another voice coming from behind the counter, and he turned around, and there was another man he had not seen. And the man said to him, he said, sir, why would you give him one and not give me one? Why would you give him one and not give me one? He said, I'm sorry, sir, didn't see you. And he handed the man a gospel tract. And he turned around and he said, Brother Smith, he said, there were 45 or 50 people surrounding me, all wanting a gospel tract. He said, I gave out all I had, didn't have enough, and they were angry because they couldn't have a gospel tract. When my son went to Nigeria, and this is not a message for Nigeria, but it wouldn't be a bad thing if you went there. My son went to Nigeria. Mark Sixtat set him on a hillside, and he said, you watch. And Mark Sixtat took 10,000 tracts, and people stood in line while he handed out 10,000 tracts. Will you go? Will you go? Will you go to one of those thousand cities in America with 10,000 or more that need a fundamental independent Baptist preacher? Oh, dear friend, will you start a church somewhere in the world? Will you go? Oh, how long, Lord, till the cities be wasted? How long, Lord, till there's no one else there? How long, Lord, till there's not another man to receive the gospel? Preacher says, it's a jungle out there. Yes, it's a jungle out there. Yes, yes, it's a jungle out there. But when the bad reports came in last week in the Philippines, I was rejoicing, realizing that God was going to do something in that jungle. Not rejoicing over the bad news, but rejoicing that I knew that my God was greater than the jungle maker. Amen. Jungles are just trees that you fuel the fires of revival in your heart and your soul and keep you going. You say, I'm not going to quit. I'm going to do it. Oh, dear friend, jungles are the crucible on which the never-dying convictions of your life are forged. Dear friend, jungles are the wood that which you build a great work for God on. Without trials and tribulation, dear friends, you wouldn't have a backbone. Jungles are the certainty that you're going to be in the will of God. Jungles are the builders of character and fortitude and compassion and a walk with God. If there's no jungle, you won't pray. If there's no jungle, you won't study your Bible. If there's no jungle, you won't look to God. You say, I'm afraid. Oh, listen. We have the fear quieter who lives in our heart. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Isaiah said, here am I. Here am I. And your friend today, would you cry out of your heart, here am I. Lord, send me. Would you get God's vision of the world? And would you get God's vision of your life, of going somewhere and staying until there's no one else to give the gospel to? Who'll go to St. Paul, Twin Cities area? Who'll go to San Francisco that does not have a fundamental independent soul-winning Baptist church? They're not all Sodomites. There are real people there also. Oh, dear friend, who'll go to Alabama, to Birmingham, to Huntsville, to Montgomery, to Mobile? Who'll go to New Orleans, where it's never been done, as far as I know? Who'll go and help in Baton Rouge, our brother that's there already? Who'll go in Jackson, Mississippi, and who'll go to Shreveport, Louisiana, and who'll go to Little Rock, Arkansas, and who'll go, dear friends, to these great cities of America? Who'll go? Would you say, Lord, here am I. Send me. Here am I. Send me.